You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, this little interlude that just started this month or so between Thanksgiving and New Year's is huge for charities. It's when many nonprofits get the most traffic to their websites. But as you're making your end-of-year donations, you might be surprised to learn that your favorite charities sometimes share your personal information. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
If you're the kind of person who only gives 10 bucks at a time to a charity, you're not exactly committed to it. So says Sandra Minuti with the watchdog group Charity Navigator.
It's going to cost them a lot of money to kind of move you through the funnel to be a more high-end committed donor. So a quick way for them to generate some additional revenue off of you is to sell your personal information.
Your name and contact info could go to other charities or to data brokers who put it together with other information about you so for-profit marketers can use it.
Most of the time you'll end up with a mailbox full of appeals from other charities, but you may also notice other types of catalogs and marketing materials showing up.
Some charities give donors the chance to sign off on this information sharing, but law professor Norman Silber at Hofstra University says polling data show most donors would not give consent.
The data is that they say, no, it's not okay.
Direct Relief is a charity that provides emergency medical resources. It doesn't exchange or sell its donors' information. Chief Executive Thomas Teig says that's partly to avoid what he sees as a double standard. He says most charities would never share information about their high-end donors. They want to keep that to themselves.
We don't think it would be right to treat a person able to make a smaller contribution differently.
But security analyst Aviva Leighton at Gartner says if it is just piddly donors' information getting circulated, that might mean a lower risk of, say, cyber thieves getting a hold of it.
The bad guys that are going after the money don't want to waste their time on poor individuals.
She says cyber thieves want the names of the wealthy donors. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.